Lesson 17. The Parables of the Sower and the Wheat and the Tares. Purpose: to help each child understand and apply the spiritual messages in two of the parables Jesus told. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, verses 18 through 30, and verses 37 through 43. Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 86, verses 1 through 7. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. 2. Additional reading. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, 65, and 66. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A paper for each child with the hidden message puzzle on it, or a large puzzle for the class to do together. Note: the message of the hidden message puzzle is, "We learn from the parables." The puzzle is found on page 57 of the ink print edition. End of note. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give the children the papers you have prepared or display the large puzzle and ask them to find the message that is hidden among the numbers. Explain that when Jesus taught the people, he sometimes taught in parables, which are short stories that have hidden spiritual messages. Scripture accounts and discussion and application questions. Teach the children the parable of the sower, a person who plants seeds, and the parable of the wheat and tares. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. Explain that when Jesus taught in parables, he used things that were familiar to the people to teach spiritual messages. As you discuss these parables, have the children listen for the hidden spiritual messages. 1. The Parable of the Sower, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23. Refer also to Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, and Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. In the parable of the sower, what did Jesus talk about that was familiar to the people? Refer to Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 8. Read the following scriptures with the class: Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, and Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. Refer again to Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. What do you think the seed is? What do the fowls, or birds, that eat the seed represent? What is the rocky ground? What are the thorns? What is the good ground? What are the roots? What are the cares of the world? How do we learn the Word of God? How should we receive the Word of God? What kind of ground should we be? Refer again to Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. What hidden spiritual message is in the parable of the sower? 2. The Parable of the Wheat and the Tares, Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. What familiar things did Jesus talk about in the parable of the wheat and the tares? Who do you think the sower is in this parable? What does the wheat represent? Who comes in at night and sows the tares? What are the tares? What does the harvest represent? Matthew chapter 13, verses 37 through 43. Doctrine and Covenants, section 86, verses 1 through 7. Ask these questions again. Which do you want to be, the wheat or the tares? Why? What is the hidden spiritual message in this parable? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make a chart similar to the following one to help the children understand the meaning of the two parables, or write the information on the chalkboard as you discuss the parables. Once you have listed all the information, refer to it again for review. You might have the children make their own copies of these charts. Parable of the Sower. Seeds. Gospel of Jesus Christ, or the Word of God. Soil. Hearts of those who hear the word. By the wayside. Do not understand. Upon stony places. Hear, but have no root. Become offended easily. Among thorns. Choked by worldly cares and riches. Into good ground. Hear and understand. Fowls. Satan. Fruit. Good works. Parable of the Wheat and the Tares. Sower. Jesus Christ and His apostles. Good seed or wheat. Followers of Jesus. Field. World. Enemy. Satan. Tares or weeds. Followers of Satan. Reapers. Angels. Harvest. Jesus' second coming. 2. Bring a seed of some type, fruit, vegetable, rice, wheat, or bean, and discuss what it takes for a seed to grow and bring forth good fruit. Ask the children what would happen to the seeds if they were planted by the roadside, on stony places, or among thorns. Compare this to planting the Word of God in our hearts. Let the children discuss what kind of heart each type of soil represents, and what it takes for the gospel to grow and bring forth good fruit in our lives. 3. Write the words ears, eyes, and heart on the chalkboard. What do you do with your ears, eyes, heart? Have the children read the following scripture. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. What did Jesus say we should do with these parts of our bodies? Apply this verse to the parables and to the gospel. If we really hear the word of God, see the truth in it, and do what Jesus wants us to do, who will we be like in these parables? 4. Have the children trace, color, or underline the letters in their hidden message puzzles, or in the large puzzle so the words stand out. Ask the children to each name one thing they learned from these two parables. 5. Read with the children some of the other parables found in Matthew chapter 13 and help them decide what they mean. For help in understanding these parables, refer to James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, chapter 19, or Parables in the Bible Dictionary in the LDS edition of the Bible. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that if we learn His words and keep the commandments, we can become like Heavenly Father and be able to live with Him again. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 17, The Parables of the Sower and the Wheat and the Tares.